Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and this time we're going to be talking about and celebrating Earth Month. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Juan Muro. Juan is the executive director at Free Geek. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland, Juan.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Gary.
So, Free Geek, how long have you been with Free Geek?
I've been at the organization for close to 5 years. I took over as an executive director about a year ago, actually.
Yeah? Yeah. How's it been?
It's been an incredible learning journey. I was ready, but you know, you always walk into the situations expecting something, and then things change. But I have an amazing leadership team. We built a great entire workforce, and we have amazing network and people really support the organization, so I feel really supported. It's been challenging, but really good.
Well, let's talk about what Free Geek is. Tell our audience about Free Geek. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so Free Geek is a nonprofit digital equity organization here in Portland, Oregon, and our mission is to include everyone in our digital future, and we do that through device ownership, digital navigation, technology education, and support.
So digital equity, tell me about that, because that's been kind of a big topic that's come up before the pandemic, but really came to light during the pandemic.
Yeah, so, you know, for 23 years, we're celebrating our birthday here in April, but we've known that there's been the digital divide. And the digital divide essentially is the gap that exists between those who have access to internet, can afford technology, and know how to use it, and those who do not. So we've known that that's been an increasing divide that's impacted a lot of folks who just can't afford these things, right? Like the things that maybe you and I might take for granted or not even think about. Sure. But over the pandemic, that was amplified. You had folks that had to study from school, study from home, that had to work from home, but didn't own a device. And if they had a device before, they were borrowing it from the school or the library. Well, that became a really issue that was amplified. And all of a sudden, we felt like we had we were under a microscope, right? Mm-hmm. The community needed us to show up. But we didn't do it alone. There were folks that all around us, our community, that really wanted to help. But that's what the digital divide is. Digital equity is around how do we, as a community, take this issue and look and solve and really dismantle the barriers that continue to create disparities in communities in terms of digital access.
Yeah, it's like you said just a few minutes ago, we'd kind of take it for granted. If you have access to the internet or a mobile device or a tablet or anything like that, I take it for granted because I have that. But if you don't, not only do you not have that technology, you can be very intimidated by it as well. How do you work with that?
Well, that's the problem that we're here to solve, right? Is there's different levels to this, and the way that we uphold the pillars that exist to help bridge the gap in the digital divide and really get to digital equity is device ownership. First is right now in the U.S., 36 million individuals and households don't own a computer. And so our goal is to make sure that everybody has a device first and foremost. Then that is supported through education, so digital literacy support, tech support, continuous support. So the answer isn't just to get someone a device and then just walk away. Yeah. The answer is to work with community leaders who are helping folks who've been disadvantaged in other areas as well and connect them to devices internet and support, and also continue to support them, whether it's one-on-one support through digital navigation or whether it's tech support. Not everybody has all the same needs, so making sure that we're responding to the community in a culturally responsive way is also necessary. So it's not a one blanket approach to solving this, but it really is a individual approach, a community-led approach to solving this divide.
Tell me about the prices that people pay for Free Geeks services.
Yeah, so we offer low cost or no or free cost or free technology hardware to community members. So if you are purchasing through our affordable tech program, you can purchase online or you can purchase directly from our community center. And there are laptops are priced from $99 to $200, $250, depending on the piece of technology that you need. And so otherwise, you can also qualify for a free device. And the simple requirements for that is that you fall 200% below the federal poverty line. That and we don't actually offer any verification of income. We just all built on trust. Or that you already working with one of our community partners who receives technology hardware from us.
Okay. We're talking today with Juan Muro, Executive Director at Free Geek. And also a few minutes ago, you said it's almost your birthday. Like Free Geek's been around for 23 years, almost to the day, right?
Yes. So Free Geek is celebrating its 23rd birthday on Earth Day.
Yay.
Yeah. So in Earth Day of 2000, we had, you know, we gathered with the community to celebrate Earth Day, and that was the start of our organization. Since then, we focused on collecting technology that's been used. We repair it and we reuse it. That is the main way that we are able to fulfill our mission, and to really get to provide the community with reliable technology all year round.
And for kind of celebrating Earth Month, right? You guys have events going on kind of all over the city. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Gary, we do. So we are celebrating Earth Day by we're with community partners hosting technology events, and those are happening every Saturday of April. And our first one is on April 8th. But you can visit freegeek.org/technow. To learn of all the dates. We're actually having, you're partnering with us, and we're having a technology collection event here in your parking lot on April 21st.
Yeah.
So we're really excited for that.
Yeah, we are really excited for that too. You know, every Earth Day, company-wide, all across the United States, Odyssey celebrates Earth Day by doing some sort of environmental work or charity work or something like that. And we're really excited to be partnering with Free Geek this year. So people can come and drop off their technology, old or used technology, right? And our address is 1631 Northwest Thurman Street in Portland. So you can come to our parking lot and drop stuff off. It's a Friday from 10 to 2, I think.
Yep, it is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free Geek will be there. Your volunteers will be there. I will be there, and other community members will be there. We have a lot of support from the community, and so these events are really important. They highlight two things, obviously the need for technology reuse, but also the gap that these events help us close on the digital divide.
What can people bring on Friday, April 21st, here to the radio station and drop off?
Yeah, so bring your technology. We want to make sure that we repair as much as we can. Anything that you are not using anymore, we will repair it, give it back to the community. And if we can't repair it, we will take several parts of each device that we can't repair and we build one that is usable. Our goal is to reuse, and then ultimately recycle responsibly. So bring laptops, desktops, mobile devices that will impact the community in the best way. As we bridge the digital divide, but also bring things that we don't want to end up in the landfill. It's Earth Day, and yeah. We want to make sure that we highlight that.
And cords and cables and things like that too, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. All your cords, cables, don't throw. Let us handle that for you. It's free as well, and we also accept monetary donations if you want to help us out that way. But really, the focus of these events and these tech drives are to make sure that we collect as much technology as possible. So please bring it.
Yeah. What's the process you guys go through to either refurbish something or to recycle it. What? Tell me about that process.
Yeah, so we have an extensive process. So we receive all technology, we process it, we sort it, we identify items that are repairable, and then they go through, they get channeled that way. Anything that's data bearing, we secure and we wipe. We also provide certificates of destruction for anybody that would like a certificate, you know, that identifies drives that were destroyed, and that identifies that those specific devices were wiped. So for those devices, you can bring them over to our location where we will immediately lock them up and then go through our wiping process. But that's our process. And then anything that that we repair and reuse goes to our programs, AfriGeek.
Okay. Yeah, I would imagine most people that drop off their technology, that's their biggest concern, is that that whatever is on their hard drive is somehow going to be exposed and used against them or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a concern all around, right? Right now, it's been a hot topic, but we've been around for 23 years. You know, the city of Portland, Multnomah County, and some other big industry or tech sector leaders, they trust AfriGeek with their technology, and they have for the last 23 years. So we're a vital piece of you know, solving the e-waste problem here in our regional area. We are been a trusted member of the community for so long. And again, we have certificates of destruction that folks can get from us if that's a big concern for them too.
Yeah. Again, the recycling event here at the radio station is coming up just the day before Earth Day. It's on a Friday, April 21st from 10 to 2. Our address is 1631 Northwest Thurman, and we're teaming up with AfriGeek. It's going to be a really great event. You're doing them all over the city, though, so tell me about where else you're doing them. In case people can't make it on that Friday, they can make it to a different event.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so the first one's going to be April 8th, and that one's at the First Tech Federal Credit Union campus, and that's on 5100 Northeast Dawson, Creek Dried in Hillsborough. We also have, we're doing a partnership with City of Gresham, so we will be at Civic Center at City of Gresham from 9 a.m. to 12 on the 15th. We obviously will be with you on the 21st.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating our birthday at the Intel campus. And they're partnering with us to do a drive there. And that's that is going to be at the Hillsborough campus between 10 a.m. and 2 on the 22nd. And then on the 29th, which is our last one, we'll go back to First Credit Union to do a drive there from 10 a.m. to 2. And that, again, is at 5100 Northeast Davison in Hillsborough.
So pretty much every Saturday of the month of April, except our event, which is on a Friday.
Yeah, yeah. So every Saturday of the month of April. And then we have the 21st and the 22nd is the weekend where we have two events that weekend to celebrate the birthday. So we're going out with a bang.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where is AfriGeek located? You're here in Portland. Where in Portland?
Yeah, we are in Southeast Portland, 1731 Southeast 10th Avenue, Southeast 10th Mill, and at the corner of 10th, Southeast 10th Mill, and corner of Southeast 10th Mill is okay. Where we're at.
So people can drop stuff off there too, right?
Yeah, we are open Wednesday through Saturday. You can come and drop off your technology. Our receiving team will be in the parking lot on Southeast 10th, who can receive your technology and will help you.
Do you have some success stories you can share with us about people that were helped by AfriGeek and were introduced to technology kind of for the first time? And like, what was that like for them?
Yeah, so I'll say that over the pandemic, we've helped close to 4,000 individuals. And these were folks that didn't have any technology at all. A lot of them were recipients of the SNAP benefits. Mm-hmm. So we partnered with the Department of Employment and SNAP program to connect folks to not just technology and technology support, but to our development plan, working with WorkSource Oregon to make sure that they were using the technology that we were giving them and to help them advance either educational, higher education, or work goals. But I'll share a couple stories, actually. One story for sure that is important is one of our board members, Fidel, is the executive director of Project Lido, and they focus on STEM education for students in K through 12 schools here in the Portland metro area. And Videl actually started as a volunteer at Free Geek, earning his first computer through our program.
Oh, wow.
You work 24 hours, you help us, you get some training, you get some education, and you get a computer. And that really, and Videl will say the story but himself, but that really helped him in a lot of different ways, especially in his goals to ultimately becoming, finding his own organization that helps students, get access to technology and with focus on STEM education, and is now a board member at Free Geek.
Wow.
So that story is kind of just full circle. That's one of our, I love sharing that story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
it's incredible. And we see that all the time.
Yeah.
I was at an event at PSU, Partners in Diversity, and where we take, new leaders of color and we put them all in the same room as a networking event, and a student at PSU who was there comes up to me, Juan, you're the executive director at Free Geek. I got my first laptop at Free Geek and I graduate next month.
Oh, wow.
And like, we see those stories all the time.
Yeah.
We have plenty of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Tell me about the employees that you have. You mentioned volunteers. Do you have a lot of volunteers that help out with Free Geek? And you have main and regular employees too, right?
Yeah. So we have about 48, 49 employees. And that's the main way that we are able to actually do the work that we do. We've changed the way that our volunteer program worked. We are focused highly on volunteer and intern paid experiences. We did wanted to remove a barrier of like, I don't have a computer. I have to now work 24 hours for it and earn it that way. Instead, what we do is we work with community partners. One is to earn those hours for folks that need computers. And then we provide workforce experience and training through paid internships and paid volunteer experiences. So that's the one way that has changed.
Okay.
But we have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of volunteer hours. People just love Free Geek. We had to redefine those programs over the pandemic. So that because we had limited spots, because we couldn't have, volunteer, in the building because of COVID.
Right.
So right now we're getting back into it, but we really are working with community partners and other organizations who want to bring in their volunteers, earn hours for folks that actually need the computers, and then and run that program that way.
Yeah, that's you have to have a pretty sharp mind to be able to teach somebody who knows nothing about technology to teach them about that technology, right? So that's kind of a process, but how rewarding.
Yeah, it is. And I really give a shout out to the leadership team and our staff at Free Geek. These are folks that show up every day and they understand what's at stake through this work. And for us, it's personal. I'll share with you that for me is personal too. I grew up and I emancipated from the foster care system when I was 18. I got my first laptop when I was in the group home through another scholarship, through a foundation Wow. down there. And for me, I get to relive that kind of experience over and over again through this. But that just kind of goes to show how life kind of just works, right?
Yeah.
And so 100% of the leadership team at Free Geek has had some sort of workforce barrier or perceived barrier, whether it is, affordability or insecurities with finances,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's race, gender identity, previous incarceration. Like, we've all experienced some sort of kind of barrier, right? And so it's that sort of kind of team that I'm working with. They're so passionate to make sure that they find not only justice for themselves, but for folks that are benefiting from our program. So that makes a huge difference. We can really relate to the communities that are benefiting from our programs, and it shows every single day in the way that they do the work and in the way that they interact with interns and volunteers. We teach each other our best practices because we know that we can leave the experience with tangible, there's something tangible that's going to help us in the future.
Yeah. It you know what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're talking today with Juan Muro, Executive Director at Free Geek. Now, do you guys accept technology from companies that are maybe switching out all their computers and they think, what are we going to do with all these old computers, large corporations or something? Do you accept technology from them?
Oh, yeah, we do. Absolutely. I mean, And again, I'll say, huge supporters of us for a long time has been the city of Portland donating their technology to us, the Multnomah County donating technology to us. But we had we work with the technology sector a lot in making sure that they know that FreeGeek is available and is a service in the community that can process your technology. And so we work with different businesses to get the technology in. Most businesses are cycling their technology, you know, every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, pretty frequently.
And we can expand the lifetime of that device. It, just because you don't need it anymore doesn't mean that you can't get another 3-4 years out of it. What's really cool about FreeGeek is that once we get those partnerships and we get to the technology, and we're able to expand the life cycle, we still provide support. So 1 year support of education, of tech support, so that we can expand the life cycle of that device further. And so, yeah, absolutely.
Is there a kind of a limit to the technology, how old it can be before you guys can accept it or do something with it?
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll take any technology, right? And the components are also usable. And we also pull materials from computers that we can no longer refurbish. I mean, motherboards are just full of gold, right? We even extract that gold and sell it, you know. Everything that we can use, we will use. And so the goal here is to make sure that we do things, is that we make sure keep technology from landfill, reuse as much as we can, but also bridge the digital divide. So for us, we take both. And then we decide, you know, okay, how do we... What is this technology going to, who is this going to serve or what is it going to serve? And then we make a decision based on that.
Because I have a tablet that's probably 10 years old or 12 years old or something like that. And I think, who would want this? It barely works. But I could donate it to FreeGeek and you guys could figure it out, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we work with other partners that are mission aligned to help us do the work that we can't do because of capacity. And so that means if we decide that a tablet is no longer usable, we won't refurbish it, but we work with approved vendors that we vetted and that have a relationship with us for years to be able to break it down themselves, fix it themselves, or recycle it.
Do you have any idea how many pounds of technology you've kept out of the landfill just by being you?
Yeah, so over the last 23 years, we're getting close to 80 million pounds of technology diverted from our area in landfill.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And I can't even think of how big that
is. Yeah, I don't even know how much 8 million pounds is. It's a lot of technology from the river.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So let's talk more about what you're doing for Earth Month. You're having tech drives every Saturday for the month of April, except the one that's here at the radio station, which is on Friday, April 21st. Our location, by the way, is 1631 Northwest Thurman Street in Portland. You can bring your technology here that day and drop it off, and FreeGeek will do what they do with it. But you have other tech drives going on throughout the city. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we have our first tech drive April 8th, and that is at the First Tech Federal Credit Union campus. They're at, and that is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that is at 5100. I don't know why I'm stuck on 21, Gary. But yeah, first event is at First Tech Credit Union, April 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the address there is 5100 Northeast Davison in Hillsboro. Our second event is April 15th, and that's with the City of Gresham at Gresham Civic Center. And that is 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the address there is 1333 Northwest Eastman in Gresham.
Okay.
And then we have April 21st in your parking lot here.
Yay.
And then we have April 22nd at Intel Campus in Hillsboro. And that is 5200 Northeast Elam Young in Hillsboro. So 5200 Northeast Elam Young in Hillsboro. And that's on Earth Day. So please come celebrate with us.
Yeah.
And then the last event will be Saturday, April 29th. 10 a.m. to 2, and that is, again, back at First Tech Credit Union.
If you have a hard time remembering those addresses, you can always just go to freegeek.org, right?
And please do.
It's right on the front page of where everything's going to be. We have about a minute left. Tell us about, once again, what kind of things you're accepting at these tech drives.
Yeah, Gary, we're taking laptops, desktops, mobile devices, cords, keyboards, accessories, old phones too, anything that you just also don't know what to do with, or don't know where how to recycle it responsibly, please bring it to us. Don't throw it in your bins, in your landfill bins. We will go ahead and process that for you. But that's what our main focus of the events are.
And flip phones are kind of cool again, right? So,
hey, you know what? That is true. It doesn't have a flip, screen, but yeah, flip phones are coming back.
What's your favorite part about your job?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things, but I will say that my favorite part is watching folks that I started with or that were there at Free Geek before I was, just continue to grow and continue to really understand the harm of e-waste and what our job is to help prevent that. And then also really understanding digital equity, digital divide, like really working with our staff and our community and bringing everybody together to help solve this problem. Like, and I get to be in the middle of that. And that's just, I'm really happy, and Good. It's my favorite part.
Yeah. Sounds like you really like your job. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know.
Well, thanks for being on the show. This has been really interesting, and this is going to be a great Earth Month.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, for having us.
We've been talking today with Juan Muro, Executive Director at Free Geek.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.